We should try to follow. If this is not coming, then we should think that I have so many offenses. Namaparat, Sevaparat, Vaishnavaparat and all. So how it will go? More chanting. More remembering. More doing services. Especially praying to Radha Krishna, to Vrinda Devi, to Jog Maya, especially to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. They are not only any pond. Radha and Krishna do have melted there in the form of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Then we will see all these things. Beautiful Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing. So beautiful lotus flowers are there. Bees are humming. Cows are so many big, big cows having so much there. So good calves jumping here and there and searching Krishna. We'll go and see. So finally they will come. That I will be purified and I will be qualified to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. And they will be my life and soul. Finally they will come, that I will have so many good kumkum, perhaps you know kumkum, kesar. What is kesar?
Saffron.
Then mrigamada.
Musk.
Together, blending them. I will make a very beautiful ointment. And I will put up on the head tilak to Radha and Krishna. When a devi comes, we should have also a very little, but yet we'll have to, this greed. This greed will take us to Vrindavan. Other lacks of birth doing, chanting, remembering, doing archan, we cannot go. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam kutopi yadi labdhate tatvar maulyam apya maulyam ekalam janma koti sukirtir na labdhate. So we should know that this greed can take us there. What greed? When I serve Radhika, when I will see Vrindavan, when I will have the mercy of Radha Kunda. So he is waiting and praying to Krishna, to Radhika, that I want today to serve you conjugal with divine love and affection. So go on. All. Why not? When a day will come, that I will collect Veli, Chameli and Malti, so beautiful flowers, and taking seven kinds of flowers, Veli, Chameli, Yui, Champak and so many flowers, and I'll make a garland from here to fate, and this is Vaijayanti Mala. And I will give some Tulsi Manjari and Tulsi lips in that. Tulsi Manjari has so much madhu. Madhu means?
Honey.
Huh? Honey. So much honey. That please there come. And I will go to Lalite. Oh Lalite, I made this flowers, garland, beautiful garland, and one that you should give in the neck of Radha and Krishna conjugal hand. They will come, they will order and will make a garland so beautiful, and they will give it to you. Divine couples. Then Srimati Radhika will ask to Lalita, who has made this beautiful garland, so beautiful, so sweet and so fragrant? Then Lalita will go, oh, this new bona fide, this girl, gopi girl, has made it this. Oh, very beautiful indeed. I like garlands like this. When a day will come that Krishna and Radhika will tell. And for the second line? Second line. Adhare Tulya. Adhare Tulya Divot. Tambul. Karpura Tambul. When a day will come that Pishaka will tell me, oh, come on. And make a beautiful Tambul. Tambul means battle, right? Giving so much karpur,
cancer,
beautiful, all these things, and it will be very, very beautiful. And I will give it in the hands of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will take it and give in Krishna's mouth, and he will be playing on the cloth, smiling something, looking from the corner of eyes, eagerly, and as then Srimati Radhika will smile something, and Krishna will give his heart slowly, when it will come. So we can pray like this, daily something, it will increase our greed, and Krishna will be so much melted, and Srimati Radhika, then he will manage everything, and very soon he will take us. Then he will give test in name, test in hearing, past tense of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. He will give so much honor for Gurudev, and our Gurudev will be seen in so many gold steps. Then we cannot imagine what magic happened then. So I am praying for this. Srila Narottam Thakur, so much beloved to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is praying. All our disciplic orders after Narottam Thakur, they think that we are so much fortunate to have to be in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very renowned and a special kind of merciful and sweet and rasik bhag bhakta. After this bona fide guru came, Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in their line. And he is called Saptam Goswami. After Goswami. After six Goswami. He has done marvelous works, good literature, sweet literature. And he was also in Krishna Leela. Srimati Radhika has sent him to this world. So he is against his faith. What after that? Again he is praying, oh, when that day will come, that I will see Radha and Krishna are sitting on a very golden throne, where on the bank of Yamuna, in the shade of kadamba tree, having so many good flowers in bosom, so sweet smell coming, and I will see that they are serving all conjugal Radha and Krishna. Oh, I wait for their order, heaven and they will come, that they will tell me, oh, bring a glass of water, golden glass, jharjhari that is called. When I bring, with mixing with karpur and pret and kevada and all of them, and I will offer them, and they will be smiling, telling, they will smile and tell, oh, very good water, very good. When a day will come. This is bhajan. This is bhajan. And by this we can go there. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs worth, only worshipping without mood, chanting without mood, hearing Harikatha without melting hearts, doing offenses to Vaishnavas, criticizing them, and lakhs, but we cannot go an inch further. So we should try to read and offer and all to pray like Rastam, Nautam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Again. And praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Dasan Anudas. Das, he is Das, she is Das, he is Das, he is Das. And after all, I pray to the dust of Dasan Anudas of this man. Then I may the Dasi, Anudasi. And after that, Anudasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. And I will be the lotus dust of that Dasi, Dasi, last Dasi. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, will not have this occasion. So pray to Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu, very hard. So, this follower of Nityananda Prabhu, we should pray. Our Guru Dev is bona fide, Swamiji is bona fide Guru Dev. With his mercy, by his mercy, we can attain the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then, Rupa Raghunath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to develop all these concepts. What? Krishna concepts. These are the bhajan sadhana. Not only managing. For today will be no problem. It will be what is to be done. We cannot take anything. So we should not worry about that. A person was going. He had some detachment from world and he was going to give up his family and all others and wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was young, he had so many children and wife. He went on the border of his village and he was crossing. He thought that I'm giving my home. No is helpful to me. Where I will go, I don't know. Who will support me? Who will manage to give me food and clothes and everything? knowing me in Vrindavan, what to do? At once he saw that a bird has given under
eggs,
and it fell from the tree. There was wind, and then it came into earth, and it was broken, and very little child came out.
Baby bird.
Not yet coming seeing world. Nothing. Like blind. No wings fly. And she was about to die, and she was so hungry, but mother was not there. Because she was not nurtured, that baby, and she had gone anywhere else, her mother. So alone she was. She was so hungry that next moment she will die. At once, a very little
insect.
Very, very
soft.
And very little wings. And he came. And he sat on that rush of eggs. Water of
liquid.
And he tried to fly, but he was
stuck.
And became round. And she was doing cha cha, and it came. Then she was satisfied, and after that her mother came. So he saw that, oh, this baby was helpless, and how Krishna maintained her and supported her and gave him this support. So why he will not see and look after me, and why he will not arrange for me? If he has given mouth to eat and a stomach, he will do everything for me. So he became desperate and left his home and went to Vrindavan, and he was so happy. But he thinks that I will have to manage everything. If I go, then who will support my child? He is thinking. He has ego, false ego, that I am nourishing, I am supporting, I am giving their birth, but actually he has done nothing. False ego. So we should not have any problem. What today will come? Who has seen today, tomorrow? We will die at fate. So we should try. Where we are, try to develop this consciousness. So these are the teachings of our holy Guru, Acharya and Vaishnava. This was the mission of Swamiji also. Who took from India, from our disciplic orders, and he came here and all the places. So we should try to develop these things. Don't see that, oh, I'm alone, I will die. How to arrange? We cannot do anything. Nothing. He has given this
intelligence.
He has a very beautiful body. He has given us strength, power, eyes, good eyes. We are not lame. We are not blind. We are not like an ass.
Foolish.
So Krishna has given mercifully. Anyone has, father man has not given these things. It is, I see that so many parents have no children. Why they don't yield any child? They cannot do. Krishna arranges everything. We know that all women have no milk in their breast. Only the mothers who have given birth to any child, they have smelled. And see how strange that they are taking, cows are taking grass and milk is coming away. So Krishna has arranged everything. We should realize and have very strong faith on Krishna. Without this we cannot progress. So you'll have to do the prayer like this. Also, we should pray to Nandanandan. Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam. With your, you cannot sing so. You should see that we are in Nand Bhavan, in Nandgaon. No? Krishna, his age has become about 10. He is like very kishore, very beautiful. His black band is so beautiful, more than golden color. His everything is sweet. If it tells anything, so sweet. If he looks to anyone, very sweet. If he dances, very sweet. If he walks, very sweet. If he cries, so sweet. If he weeps, he weeps so beautiful. If he is so angry, he is so sweet. And seeing this, we are doing like this. Namami Nandanam Nandanam
Namami Nandanam Nandanam Namami Nandanam
Nandanam Don't stay. Go on, go on.
Namami Nandanam Nandanam Namami Nandanam
You should see, I am in Nanda Bhavan, the palace of Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna is there, and beautiful floor, he is playing on the floor, smiling, seeing me, all should see. So beautiful, having a very good yellow
pitambar.
And also dhoti pitambari, and taking betel nut, searching anyone there, having the feathers here. So beautiful, marvelous. If anyone see, Krishna will take her heart, his heart, never forgive it. So how beautiful he is. You should say that, oh yes, standing before me. And then pray again.
Namami Nandanam 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 Namami
He is standing on the bank of Yamuna, under the shade of Kadamba tree, and he has become threefolded, very full, very beautiful. And deers are coming with their wives, looking Krishna, and wanting some prem from them, from love and affection from Krishna. And Krishna, come on, come on. Like friends, he is distributing his love and affection to all. Anyone does never return from him, Krishna. Anyone, even Putana can return, cannot return. Comes cannot return. Krishna will take all. If you are doing evils to Krishna, even, and if you have some pure devotion, then he will surely take our heart. And he knows pickpocket. Very, very, very good cheater. So he will pick our pockets and take our hearts in his hand. And rather greater, then you will have to cry and weep. So, beautiful this scenery, you should pray Krishna. A beggar. He was totally blind. But he used to go to take alms. One day, a stick in his hand, he went in a town to beg something. But he was blind. He entered in a courtyard or anything. प्राचीर के क्या बोले
वॉल
फेंसिंग एंड ही वाज टेलिंग ओ गिव मी समथिंग बट नो साउंड वाज कमिंग नो वाज रिप्लाइंग एनीथिंग सो ही थॉट दैट वेयर आई हैव कम ही ट्राइड टू गो आउट ऑफ दैट वॉल फेंसिंग But he could not do, because that wall was, the fencing was about 84 lakhs of miles, so much big fence.
Tunnel.
No, fencing. And he saw that so many years had passed, but he could not get out of this wall fencing. After so many years, the door was coming. The door was only 3 feet how?
It's wide.
Wide only 3 feet. And it was like height like this only. Three.
6 feet.
Five. Like this. Six, our height.
Yes.
And only 3 feet
wide.
When the door was about to come, he had some itches like the windows. He thought that if so many years passed, I have not received the gate, so it is very far away, and took his stick in this hand. And he was doing like this, he took his hand to do like this or this. And in the meantime, this 3 feet wide the door was passed. And he again began to move for lakhs and lakhs years. But so we are in this world is like a fencing. And from very beginning of that world was created, we are in this world. Life and birth and death are coming, sorrow, suffering are coming. Now we want to go out, but something like a cracking is coming. And only this door has we had taken. Krishna has given merciful to this. And if this is go away, passes, and again you come to be a dog, ass, like all animals, like goddess, without this human body you cannot have this chance. So don't lose this chance. This chance is very beautiful. So don't be engaged to be merry in this one. Eat, drink and be merry. We will lose this human body and we will lose everything. Donkeys cannot associate. Seahawk cannot associate with Vaishnava. Tigers and trees, creepers, animals, insects cannot. Also, demigods cannot meet because they are in so much luxury. In this world, those who have so much luxury, they'll have to maintain this, so they have no time to meet Vaishnava. Vaishnava will come to do. We have no time. Go ahead. Come next day. So don't lose your this fortunate human body. In this, anyhow, we'll have to go to Krishna. Otherwise, we'll lose everything. So, it is has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Where is my Chaitanya Charitamrita? लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभमिदं बहु संभवन्ते मानुष्यम् अर्थतम अनित्यमपि हधीर तृणम जते तन पतेत अनुमृत्यु यावत् निशेषाय खल विषय सर्वतः ऑफ ह्यूमन पर्सन्स हुई टेलिंग सुखदेव गोस्वामी टेलिंग टू परीक्षित एंड ऑल दी हियरर्स ऑडियंस इट इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस and very mulyaman, valuable this. You should just at once try to devote your whole life for making your life successful. How it will be? If you can serve Radha and Krishna. Chant, remember pastimes of Krishna and Harina. In this life. Today begin, otherwise tomorrow you can die. Don't lose this thing. At once, if you will be deaf, blind tomorrow, or you will die, what will be? So don't wait for tomorrow. you should do. You should follow Rupa Sanatan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all Swamiji. You should not see that I am not qualified for all these things. Krishna has given seed in heart. Everything is there. So you should think, I am qualified. How? Because I am the son of Krishna or I am beloved of Krishna and anyhow I have come here. So, though I am doing offenses of all these things, but I am qualified to serve him. He is my beloved. He is my master. He is my friend. He is my son. He is my beloved. We have everything in our seed. So we are qualified for this. Lacking of only satsang is there. Lacking of sadhusan. Bona fide Vaishnava. If you hanker for this, request to Krishna for this, surely he will manage all these things. If Krishna has, without any reason, he has done mercy and he has sent sant like Swamiji, sant like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada here in this world, I think he will also help us and manage to give further sadhana. So we should try it. What can we do? And we can do something. How? Like a child, he will begin to cry and weep. Father, mother, whole will come there. What do you want? What do you want? And he is crying and weeping. They will give twice and he will take and throw. Then he will give anything more and he will give sweets, he will throw. Then mother will think that he wants my breast milk and he will take. Give me. Keeping like this. And like this. And kissing him with his tears. Oh, my boy is how hot, so beautiful. Like this. He will cry. Oh, Krishna, I don't know. Oh, Srimati Radhika. You want to give me salvation? Like this. Like this. He wants to give you the service of Lakshmi Narayan. Oh, throw. Oh, come on, come on. I will make you like Rukmini, my beloved. I don't want. And crying, weeping, then filter. Oh, come on. Be my friend? Not. Only crying and weeping. You want to be my father and mother? What do you want? Always waiting his reply. And he is waiting. Oh, you want to be the servant of, maid servant of Srimati Radhika, my beloved? Then he, yes, yes, I want. Then he takes and gives this milk, otherwise he will not give. This is a very, iska koi mulya nahi.
Priceless.
He wants to give so many things. But if you want nothing, be ananya. Ananya means?
Single-minded.
Only one pointed. I want this, nothing I want. I will throw everything. Giving up. Then he will give this precious, valuable, this benediction. Otherwise, no. So, two things are there. Yashoda is binding Krishna. And he is this best.
Weight.
Weight. Is very little, only 12
fingers.
And Yashoda has given a very golden chain here. He is binding from so many ropes. It went on miles and miles, but could not do one round even. But Krishna was just had that his only this. And rope was going long and longer and longer. At least at that time, all the gopis, the sakhis of friends of Yashodama, are clapping. That is, you cannot tie your oneself. And his face became reddish, some yellow, some white. Why? His face became so ashamed that they are clapping, that you cannot even tie your child who has come from your home. She then prayed to his Salagram Thakur, Narayan, "Oh Narayan, I have offered so many years to you. All are clapping and laughing. So said me, why I cannot tie my child?" And she was weeping. Then Krishna saw that my mother is doing so much
effort, labor.
And sweets are coming. Is this? But Veni. Veni.
Untied.
And flowers coming from his. And sweets are coming like moti.
Pulse.
And muk. His face was become sometimes reddish and changing color. So he saw the parisham, the effort of Yashoda. And he became so merciful. Only this rope of woolen she took and bent it. Krishna became so little. Yogamaya vanished. And at once he was blinded. Not by rope, but by affection and prayer. No one can tie Krishna. Anyone never before, anyone tied. So there are two things. First, our effort should be so sincere. And secondly, the mercy of Krishna. If you see our efforts, that sincerely they are doing efforts, then Krishna will surely be merciful and his maya will come. At that time Krishna was thinking why he was not coming in binding. Oh, my mother will die and I cannot play with my friends. Cows are humming.
Hammering.
What?
Mooing.
No, mooing means no. Like this. Because they cannot give milk without Krishna. Their cocks were there, but not giving milk. And they tightened. So they are calling Krishna, Krishna. So how I can go there if my mother will try it? So at once Yogamaya came and did her so wonderfully this thing. Krishna was the same. Rope was going longer and longer. It went on so miles and miles, but cannot tie two angles. These fingers were less. Again rope was taken and joined. Again the same thing. Why two fingers? But we don't, because we don't do so sincere effort for Krishna. That Yashoda Madan. And so that seeing our efforts, Krishna will be melted. When Yashoda was like so and saw Krishna, that he is now, states are coming. She is now nervous and he has told that I will take water when I will bind Krishna. And 100,000 light